Okay, today's Av is Kelayim Daf Tezvav, and we are on Yud Dalet Amud Beis here in Maseches Kelayim, and we just discussed the issue of grass growing in a tilton field. So we mentioned in the Mishnah a couple of days ago that if grass grows in a tilton field, so then you don't have to be mechayev him to take it out, either because he's going to take it out right away, or he's doesn't want it anyway, so it's not called Kelayim. So that was our Mishnah. Then we brought, as a stira, the Brisa, which brings the 10 conditions that Yeshua ben Nun made to when Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael in order to create societal harmony. Maybe that was a partial kiyum of the mitzvah of dinim, of setting up a societal harmonious togetherness in Eretz Yisrael, but we saw the Rambam and the Torah both quote that those ideas could be brought even to Chutz Laaretz. It's not just the din in Eretz Yisrael, it's wherever Jews live to be able to get along with each other. So we mentioned that one of the conditions was that you're allowed to take grass from wherever Mikol Makom. from everywhere, except from a tilton field. Because in a tilton field, we assume that the Bailam are happy about it, and they don't want you to take it in there. It's nichal elohem to have the grass growing in the tilton field. So that's a stira, right? Because over there, we say that he's happy with the grass in the tilton field, and our Mishnah says that you can leave the grass in the tilton field. It's not kelayim because he's not happy about it. So we said, well, it depends why you're growing the tilton. If you're growing the tilton for the stalks to eat yourself, so then the Bailam are happy about it because it strengthens the stalks, which eventually will be food for the owner, and then that's the case that's spoken about in Yehoshua. But in our Mishnah, we're talking about a case where you're growing it for the seeds. And we're growing it for the seeds, b'shelas lazera, so then that's not good for the field, and therefore that's not kilayim, and l'chora, Yeshua ben Nun did not say in that case that you're not allowed to take. It's not good, so he doesn't care about it. Say for you would be able to take. So the Gemara ended off with a question of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, I don't understand. So Yeshua ben Nun only made conditions in certain cases of tilton and not other cases. He made the rule. So what was the rule? You're allowed to take grass always, even from a case of tilton where you're growing it for the seeds. But in a case of tilton where you're growing it for the stalks, for the amir, then you're not able to take it. So one second, but then that's a case of kelayim. If you're happy with the grass there, so then the grass and the grass, which is also a type of animal fodder. Remember, we had at the beginning of the Masechta that as long as something is ro'i l'achilas behema, so then it would be subject to kelayim. Right? That was the first daf we had. The first daf we spoke about the zunin. That zunin is ro'i for yonim in certain places, and because people bring it, so that's why it would be kelayim. So the Gemara asks, Yeshua ben Nun just made the takana for the ovrei avera, for those who are violating the issur of kilayim, meaning the grass is good for the amir, so in that case you're not allowed to take it. So you're not allowed to take it in the case where the person is violating kilayim. And while the person is not violating kilayim, meaning he's not happy about it, then you're allowed to take it? Can't be. So Rabbi Yossi says it's across the board. Havilo shanya, he shazar lazera, Hishazar Lamir. Doesn't make a difference. Yeshua ben Nun made the Xera across the board. So that's what we're up to. So we're going to ask on that. Says the Gemara. But one second. Vada Tanina, but we learned in our Mishnah. V'chein Tiltan. She'elas mini asavim. Ein mechayven osol anachesh. Imesh adaito alehen. Yechayvo osol anachesh. Meaning, if we say Yeshua ben Nun says across the board, you're not allowed to take the grass. So it must be that in all cases, the owner is happy about it because you're not allowed to take it in all cases. But if he's happy about it in all cases, so why wouldn't that be a reflection of kilayim and he should have to uproot it? Again, we say ein mechayven osol v'nachesh in our Mishnah. But if Yeshua was gozer not to take the grass of fenugreek in all cases, so then it must be happy about it. So why shouldn't he have to remove it mishum kilayim? So says the Gemara, he's happy and he's not happy. Rebbe Acha b'shem Rebbe Maisha rotze hu bahen. He wants them. He doesn't want them when they're growing. But ki'ilu akurin umunachim lefanav. The grass while it's growing is not beneficial for the tiltan, and therefore it's not kilayim. But the second that, let's say, the owner doesn't want it. Therefore, I'm going to go cut it. The second that I detach it and cut the grass, at that moment, the owner wants it. Because he's interested in it to give it for animal fodder. He just doesn't want it growing because that hurts his kelayim. So therefore, it could be mutter mishum kelayim and yet still usher to take mishum gezel because the owner would want it. Ki ilu akurin umunachin lefana. Right? He would want it right in front of him. The Mara Folda, El Shirotza, she akurin umunachin lefana. At sheyav razman, sheyesov atotel abayis. Right? So therefore, it is usher to a take. Look at Rav Chaim Kadievsky also. Lo b'nichale behu k'shein mechubarin. He doesn't want it when it's attached. De'ena rotsa shiyasu peirosav. He doesn't want his fruit to become us or his tilt, his vegetables, his fenugrek. Hil lakach edo kilayim. So it's not kilayim because they're not interested while it's growing. Avol rotsa v'hen akurin lama achol behemto. But when it's detached, he definitely wants it for his animals to eat. Umiyad shezem alakton rotsa b'alam behem. The second that the person collects them and harvests them, the Baal Bar are going to want it. So this second, while it's growing, he doesn't want it. So therefore, it's not kelayim. But the second that you would detach it, then he would want it to feed it to his animals. So therefore, it's aser mishum gezel. So it was included in the takana, the conditions of Yeshua ben Nun. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. So anything that you would want when it, once it's detached is going to be aser mishum gezel. But me'ata, so why don't you say the following? Me'ata, matzah, kelayim bekerem. If there's kelayim bekerem, yehei aser mishum gezel. It's a should be also to take mishum gezel shu rotsa bahen kila kudim unachalafanav. Even if there's a different species growing in the kilei akarem, so I don't want it growing there because I don't want my field to become kilei akarem. But the second that it's cut, I do want it. And yet there's a tosefta. You have to add this in. There's a tosefta. Rav Chaim Kadievsky quotes the tosefta in the fifth parak that whenever there's kilei akarem, you're always allowed to take the other species. And you could assume that the owner had yeish on it, that he doesn't want it there. So how could the Gemara say that every time that at zakun umunachin lefanav there would be an issue, and you would want it, you would not be able to take a mishum gezel by the kilei akarem case? You're not allowed to take it. I'm sorry, you shouldn't be allowed to take it, but yes, yet you are allowed to take it. Right? The Tosefta says mutar mishum gezel, Rav Chaim Kadievsky, to lo nichalei labaylim sheyesu kol peirosav. Right, you're allowed to take it. Veda Rosabeh, but why is it mutter? He wants it when it is akurin. Question. The next three lines are very similar to the lines that we just had. Rav Chaim Kadievsky notes a slight difference between the Rav Yossi we're about to have and the Rav Meisha on the top line. Others say it's just a repeat, with different names, but Rav Chaim Kadievsky makes a slight difference. Rav Yossi, Lo Amar Kein. Right, Rav Yossi, remember, started with the question before. On the Tanai, the conditions of Rabbi Yeshua ben Nun. Rabbi Yossi lo amar kein ela bishes sof hu rotze bahen ki ilu akurin umunachin lefanav. So what's the slight difference? Rav Meisha had said exactly as we explained. Right now when they're growing, he's not interested in it. But when they would be detached, he would be interested in it. Rabbi Yossi here says the same line, but it's slightly different. Right now, while it's growing, I don't care what happens to it. I don't want it. And I would even not mind if you just go destroy it. You destroy while it's growing. So then I don't get it, but it's not going to answer my field. The second that it's detached, so that I'd be interested in it. That's the nafkamina between these two lines, Rav Meisha and Rav Yossi. They're both saying that once it's detached, I'm interested in it, and therefore, it's going to be Aser Mishum Gezel. And that's why Yeshua ben Nun made the condition excluding the tilt on field with grass. The nafkamina between Rav Meisha and Rav Yossi's point is, what about while it's growing? While it's growing, would I care if you destroy it? Because in the state that it is now, I don't have any interest in it. But it could come to that. It could come to that. So that's the difference between the two points. But either way, the same question on that point could be asked. Me'ata, the Gemara asks, Matzah kelayim bekerem yu asur mishum gazel, shebasofu rotza medu kilo akurim rachalafanav. Same question that's asked both on Rav Meisha's formulation and Rabbi Yossi's formulation in terms of what he would want. Sounds like, not exactly the same thing, but it sounds like this idea is it's a davar hagorim lamamon. It's not exactly the same idea. But right, in these cases, right now in the state that it's in, I'm not interested in it. It has no value to me, but it has some type of future value. So again, Damar Gon L'Mamon is something that I have now. It's not valuable to anybody else except for me. So it's not exactly the same thing, but it's a step removed from having real value. Right, I'm guarding a shar, and the shar becomes a shar haniskal, and then I as a shomer would be able to give back the shar haniskal, even though the shar haniskal is not worth anything right now, but I could say hareshal chalafanecha. I could say here's your shar, meaning it would have become a shar haniskal if you had it or if I had it, so I could just give it back. If somebody steals that shar haniskal, then they owe me money, because even though it's not worth anything, but I could use it to give back to the bailim, and if I don't, I'm going to have to pay. It has substitute value. Or if somebody steals chameit shavar lava, and then it's chavar lava pesach. So there too, I can give it back and say areisha kol fanecha, even though inherently it's not worth anything, it's aser bahanah, but I could still use it to pay back, and it has substitute value for me. So again, it's not the same exact thing, but it's similar in that type of world where there's something lacking right now. Right now, I don't want it, but I will want it in the future. So the Gemara has this question. So what's the difference between the two cases of the grass in the Tiltan case, which Yeshua ben Nun says you're not allowed to take out, that's gazel, while the other species in the vineyard case, the Tosefta says that you're allowed to take out, and it's not an issue of gazel. So what's the difference between the two? So the Gemara answers, Kan yesh lo imi lahachnes. The Kan ein lo imi lahachnes. Kan, first Kan. Kan, in the case of the Tiltan and the grass, it's gazel. Why? Because once I cut my tiltan, also, the tiltan is really food for people, but some of the tiltan is going to go for animal fodder. So the tiltan, a little bit with animal fodder, will combine with the grass, and it's not a separate tircha for the grass. So it's also with the tiltan. So therefore, that's why I want it, that I'm interested in it. And I'm not totally being miyayish, right? And that's what the again, Rav Chaim Kanievsky plays a big role on this amud. Kan yesh lo mi lahachnis asavim besada tiltan yachol lahachnis asavim v'tiltan yachtav. You can gather them all together. Litein labamto, because some of them is going to go to the animals. V'yafilu zaran lazera, and even if you planted in lazera mikol makom yeshbo gam amir labamto. You also have amir to give to your animal or to yourself. L'chein amrinan derotza basavim makurim. You want it, and therefore it's going to be also Bishop Gezel, Yeshua ben Nun declared. But Vekan, by the vineyard, Ein lo amilach nes. By the vineyard case, by the Kilei Akerem case, you have no interest in the extra species. And you're not going to take the time in the tircha to dafka separate out in between the vineyard, picking out the extra species. So for that, you totally are not interested in, and therefore the halacha is, says the Tosefta, that you're allowed to take it out. Is that aser mishum gezel? Says the Gemara, one more question. Rav Nachman Amar, Rabbi Mana boy. Oh, that's the issue. The issue is that whenever you're not interested and it's ein lo imi lahachnes, then it would be mutar mishum gezel. What if you have combined the two things that we're comparing? What if you have a tiltan field right next to a vineyard that has other species in it? What if you have a tiltan field, a regular tiltan field, next to this kerem with other species in it? So we said, according to the Tosefta, if somebody else is walking by, they could take out the other species from your kerem. And we just explained, because you have no other species, the species is a big tircha, you're not going to put your worker to take it out because there's nothing near it that's going to, you're going to be toreach it with. So he asked the Gemara, what if you have a tilted field right next to that, kerem? So then you would. So then you would have something to, take the other species with. So you should say in that case that it's aser mishum gazel to take the other species from the kerem. But the Tosefta doesn't make any distinctions. So there's no answer given to the Gemara. You could say that it's a low plug, and since 99% of cases, the species in the kerem, the bailam wouldn't care about, so it just says that. So it could be that in a chinami, Or it could be that we just make a gzeira and therefore there's a low plug-in. You can take it out even in that case, because in most cases the Bialim will not be interested in having it. Okay. No answer given to that question. What's behind some of this issue is whether the Bialim are interested in it, or whether the Bialim have Yeyush. Remember the discussion of what exactly is Yeyush. When we say the Bialim would give up hope, not in terms of finding it, that's Yeyush by Aveda, this is just Yeyush by property. Right, Yeyush, I have something that I don't care about. There is a discussion in the Rishonim, the Ramban in Bava Metzia, is there Yeyush by an item, by a Ba'en? Right, it could be that real Yeyush, right? We might not be talking about Yeyush in the normal sense here. Some of the Lashonos that are being used, but more just Hefker. There'd be Mafker, if I don't care about it, that it becomes a Hefker and I'm not interested in it. Because Yeyush might only work by items out of your Rishus. There's a question that we're showing about Yeyush on a Ba'en that is in your Rishus. Well, let's say there's something under my bed. I don't know where it is. I lost it, but it's in my Rishus, and I have Yeyush on it. Does that work? Rav Soloveitchik's Lashon of Yeyush, what exactly is Yeyush? Tosafot says above a comma, it's not Hefker. What is it? Tosafot doesn't say. Tosafot just says, it's not Hefker. Why? Because the Gemara is machalik between how the item came into your Rishus, beheter or beisser. Says Tosafot, if Yeyush was Hefker, it shouldn't make a difference. This is Tosfos and Baba Kama, Daf Samach Vavam and Aleph. The Gemara makes that difference that I just mentioned. And the Gemara says, Tosfos says, Mikan Mashma, She Yeyush, Edo, Kehefker, Gabor. Yeyush is not like Hefker. De Imkain, Afilu Basr, Dasil Yadabi Sura. Even if it came to the person's head, Be'isr, Yachol, Liknos, Bit a Hefker. It's Hefker now, so I should be able to take it. Rashi says in Gittin Lamed Tes, Tosfos quotes Nisya Ashti Miploni Avdi, and Rashi there says a lashon of Hefker. Tosfos says it's not exactly Hefker. So what is it? That's not clear. All the Achronim get into the act. What exactly is Yeyush? The Nesivus and the Ksos both agree here. They have the lashon of, well, Yeyush, it does not leave the reshus of the owner until the other person is zocha to it. We have that concept by Hefker for Rabbi Yossi. I think we had that back in Maseches Peah. We discussed that sheet of Rabbi Yossi in Yani Nidarim, that Rabbi Yossi says Hefker is not considered out of the reshus of the mafkir until the kone is zocha to it. So the Nesivus says Rabbi Yossi's Hefker is the Rabbanan's Yeyush. Yeyush is basically a heter. The other person is allowed to take it. It's still mine. It's still mine. But the other person is allowed to take it. And that is the difference between Yeyush and Hefker. He quotes, he proves it from a Gemara later on in Bava Kama, a fascinating Gemara story about Rav Safra. Remember that case? Kuf Tez Zayin Aman Aleph. The case was, Rav Safra was going with a number of people in the desert. He had a shayarab, he had a whole caravan, and there was a lion that accompanied them, that protected them from all the other animals around. And every day, somebody from the group threw their donkey to the lion, and the lion would eat the donkey, and in that way the lion stayed happy and he would protect the group. One day it was Rav Safra's turn. So what happened? Rav Safra threw his donkey to the lion. Guess what? That day the lion didn't eat the donkey. Shadar lechamer v'lo achle. Kadam Rav Safra v'zachabe. Rav Safra went quickly to get his lion, to get his donkey back. To get his donkey back. So what does that prove? Does that prove that being miyayish on something, because Ilchar, he was miyayish on his donkey from getting it back, so why did he have to go get it back? So the Gemara ends up saying, he didn't really have to go get it back. He went to get it back, lefnim mishur sadin, but really, it never left his rishus. Says the Nesivus, oh, you see from there, that's Yeyush, that's a case of Yeyush, that a person does not think he's going to get it back, and yet, me'ikir adin, he didn't have to get it back, because it reverted back to his Rishos automatically. That's how the Gemara, the Nesivus understands the Gemara. Nehi the Chiafkare Adaita de Milsa Hu da Ari Adaita Afkare Adaita Kuliyama Lo Afkare. He wasn't Mafkirit, right? It was just a Yeish type of case. And therefore, that's what Yeish is. But Rav Soloveitchik's Lashon, and others as well, this is quoted by Rav Shechter, quotes this in Eretz Tzvi and Sibin Lamed, it's Hashlamas Shem Avud. Something is partially lost, and Yeyush is mashlim that shame avud. So, if that's the case, it could be that you can't be miyayish on a davar sheb reshuscha, because it's not, you can't be mashlim the shame avud if it's in your reshus, it's under your bed. So therefore it wouldn't work. Says the Rav Soloveitchik, "B'shashem siyashem abayla miavidasam nigmar shem avud she'alav umemela paka ba'aluso mimenu." Umistaver dezer rakshach b'shashu misyayish mamish lomer vaydich kisaron kiss avolomer hayom shu misyayish lachan lamed yo mistaver it won't work. Okay, so the idea of it being yeyush here is probably not. It's probably just more of a hefker because it is in your rishus in the in between the vineyard in the, between the vines. Vayta, three lines to the bottom. Mileon de Rabbanan Pligin. The Rabbanan that we're about to quote argue on Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was the one on Amud Beis, the previous Amud. Rabbi Yossi is the one that said that Yeshua ossered taking grass from all tilton fields because he wouldn't have just made a gzera just for the Ovri Avera. He wouldn't have made a gzera just to benefit the Ovri Avera. So it must be, says Rabbi Yossi, that he ossered across the board. Ossered across the board. All tilton fields. Even though there seems to be a difference between grass for a tilton field that is for amir, for stalks, then it helps, while if it's for seeds, for zera, it hurts. Doesn't matter. Rabbi Yossi says it can't be. The Yeshua Ben-Nun made a xera just for the Ovri Avera, so it must be that he meant it across the board. The following Rabbanan argue with that. Right, they say no. He only made gzeira in certain cases. Milan de Rabbanan pligin. Right, that's how the Mara Fulda understands this Gemara. Rabbi Yanai polig ad Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yanai, who we're about to quote, argues on Rabbi Yossi. The sphere leishi butar bishim gezav lasi yeshul bizarim laamir. Fine. So back to the Gemara. Milan de Rabbanan pligin. Dam Rabbi Zrika and Meshem debase Rabbi Yanai. What is this girsa? We're to go with the girsa that we have in the brackets. Kal asvachin asurin chutz mina olim. Svichin, we're usually used to that phrase from Inyane Shmita v'Yovel. And the Rambam and the Ramban take this brisa regarding Yovel. But the other Mepharshim here, and some Rishonim elsewhere, understand this to be talking about nothing to do with Shmita. We're talking about our context here. And that is, all growths that grow by itself, asurin, you're not allowed to take things that grow by itself, right? Like the Yeshua Ben Nun context. You can't take things that grow by itself, except in the following cases where the owner, this is all about grass, anything that grows by itself. You're never allowed to take things that grow by itself, because most of the time, the owner is still happy with it. And therefore, you have to leave it, except in the following three cases, or maybe four cases, where you could assume the owner does not care about it at all. Chutz min ha'olam misad debur, if something grows in a fallow field, which the owner is leaving rake empty without anything growing in there, then obviously he doesn't want anything growing in there. So you could take it. Misad nir, in a plowed field, which he's getting ready to plant something in. So if anything grows by itself, he's not interested in that. Misad kerem, in a vineyard. He doesn't want his field to be asered, kilei kerem. Va'amar, and a fourth case, chutz misad de tilta chazaron lazera. In the case of tilta, in which you planted, you're using it for the seeds, so then the thing that grows in it hurts the zera, and therefore you'd be able to take it. There's no iser of gazel. So beferish, Yeshua ben Nun's conditions must be limited to a sada tiltan that you're zaron la'amir and not zaron lezera. As I mentioned, the Rambam and the Ramban both seem to take this to under in Yani Shmita. The Rambam has the other girsa, has the mutarin girsa, right? All svichin are mutar except for dot, dot, dot. But the Ramban there in Parshas Bahar, where he talks about svichin, we know that we paskin that svichin is aser derabbanan. It's the gzera because people might, by items that are planted annually, people might say that they planted, it's from last year's extra seeds that were in the ground, but really they planted it this year. So to stop Ovri Avera, Rabbanan Asur Dol Svichin. So basically all vegetables that grow, as we mentioned, excluded from that is something that starts growing beforehand. Excluded from that is Oats or Bezdin. Excluded from that is something that's owned by a goy. So in that Ramban, there's a big Ramban in Perek Chafei, Pasuk Hei, in Parshas Bahar, he talks all about Svichin, and he quotes the different girsaos and the sources of the brises all over in the Babylonian Yerushalmi and the Medrash Halacha regarding the Lashon of Svichin. So we have the Lashon of Svichin Elu Asurin, but he quotes other brises that say Mutarin, and he says, this is the Machlokas Rishonim. Rabbi Kiva says Svichin Arasa Daraisa. Well, the Rabbanan, we hold that Svichin Arasar Durabbanan, and the question is, what girsa you have here? And the Rambam also, in Hilchah Shvita, quotes this Again, not our topic right now, but just to quote it, the Rambam in Hilcha Shmita in Perek Dalad, Halacha Dalad, he quotes, Svichim ha'olim, b'sade bur, u'b'sade nir, u'b'sade kerem. Ready? He has these four exceptions. Any tzvichin that grow in these, they're not included in the gzera of tzvichin. Because clearly, the owner did not plant these. And there's no gzera in those cases. The whole gzera of svichin is only if we're worried that it was planted. But here, the Rambam has the girsa of mutarin, their mutar. Lefi, she'ein adam zoreya, mekomos elu. A person is not zoreya these places. Sadebur ein adam nifne l'sham. A person doesn't go there, right? Because he's leaving it fallow. You can assume he didn't go near there. Sada near rotzehu b'tikuna. He wants to keep it nice and plowed in order to plant whatever he's going to plant. Sada kerem eino oser karmo. V'sada zara svichin mafsidin osa. V'chein b'tateven shal shvius mutter b'chol makom v'lo gazru olav. So that's the Rambam says, again, that's the context of Svichin in Hilchos Shmita, Perek Daled of the Rambam. So he has the girsa of Mutarin, and he says they're Mutar in these four cases. He doesn't have the Chutz. He has the Mutar in these cases, Aser in all the other cases. Okay, so now we get back. So we have a Machlokes Amoraim, or maybe Tanaim, between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yanai, whether Yoshua ben Nun was gozer across the board. Whether he said you could never take grass from a tilton field, or only the cases where it is good for the owner. So Rabbi Yossi, says, back to the first opinion, I'll prove to you that I'm right. Milsa, Rabbi Yochanan Messiahli, Maisa, Rabbi Yochanan holds like me. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan must hold that the Gzera was only, the condition was Bechalik between why you're planting the Tiltan fields. Maisa, Vechad Shalaka, Yerachad Shalgina, Minagoy, somebody bought a whole garden of Zra'im from a guy. And in that garden was Kilai Zra'im. Right in there, you had tomatoes and cucumbers and all different things. So Azav HaShalei Rabbi Yochanan, he came to Rabbi Yochanan and says, what should I do? I have all these things growing in this field. So Amar Leit, slave of a coat. Rabbi Yochanan says, okay, cut them all. They grew in a guy's field, and you didn't care about them, you didn't plant them, so go and plant, cut them right now, and you can enjoy them. Right? Because, and you have to be okay right now. Sorry, I have a little cold. Well, if he has shuk b'char, and according to the, based on the price that you get in the shuk, that you could sell it. What does that mean? Machlokes on the page. The Marafulda says, you don't have, it's not usher to sell, right? You could get the full price, whatever you could get right now in the shuk, right? It didn't grow, you don't have to be mafsid, any of the revach, because it grew kilai zeram. It was in the guy's field. The guy's not obligated in kilai zeram. Remember, only harkava. But Kilai Zeram, he's not obligated. Therefore, you can sell it. The Marasilio says, you have to sell it right now, even if it's not the time of the shuk. And if you wait a week, you'd be able to get a higher price. Doesn't matter. You have to take it out right now and sell it right now. You can't wait for a higher price. So that's Ulafia shuk, mechar. So the person gave to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, fine, cut it out right now from the ground, then you can sell it. Hosev, Rabbi Yavol, Kubi Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yavol asked Rabbi Yochanan, but what second? V'hataninan, v'chein makom agranos sha'alu behen minim harbe. Right? Didn't our Mishnah say, the Mishnah gave a few cases, where we are not machayef him to be oker it. Right? We'll be talking about the Tiltan case. Right? The grass of the Tiltan case. But another case was where stuff grows on the bottom of the threshing floor. Also there, you don't have to be oker it. And the assumption of the question here is, why is that, allowed? Because he didn't plant them. So, if the reason that it's mutter is because he didn't plant them, see here too he didn't plant them. So why does he have to rip them out right away? So Amarle, no. The point over there is not because he didn't plant them. The point is mekoma mochiach alashin erosa b'kiyumo. The point is that on the threshing floor you want it to be flat. You don't want anything else growing there. So that's why it's mutter in the Mishnah to leave it, because he obviously doesn't want it there. Eino rotze b'kiyumo. He doesn't want the stuff to be growing there. That's how Rabbi Yochanan answered the question. Rabbi Yochanan answered the question from our Mishnah of, hey, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why do you have to rip it out right away? You see from there that as long as he didn't plant it, it's okay. So Rabbi Yochanan answered, no. Our Mishnah is because he doesn't want it there. So, via sivine, and now, what does this mean? Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan give this answer to the question? And the fact that he didn't give this answer to the question, that's Rabbi Yanai's Raya. What's the potential answer? V'yasevine, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan answer? The difference between the story that he matired, and he said, take it out right away, and our Mishnah, where our Mishnah says, if stuff is growing in the threshing floor, you can leave it. V'yasevna kan aser mishem gezel. In the case of the story where you have the kilei zrum growing there, if somebody else would take it, that would be aser mishem gezel. It's his, and he's happy, he just bought it from the guy, so it's aser mishum gezel. V'kanan, in our Mishnah, mutter mishum gezel. But in our Mishnah, the stuff growing from the threshing floor, he doesn't care about, and therefore, that's why it's mutter mishum gezel, and therefore it's going to be ripped out by other people anyway. Why didn't he give that answer? It must be, Rabbi Yanai continues talking about this Rabbi Yochanan story, heichata mishiveni, davarshu aser mishum gezel, im davarshu mutter mishum gezel. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan answer? There's a big difference between the two, right? In our Mishnah, that, you know, it's the guy could, anybody could take it. While in the story of Rabbi Yochanan, nobody could take it. I just bought it from the guy. It must be that in our Mishnah, there's no iser kilayim, even though people are not allowed to take it. It must be people are not allowed to take it, even though there's no iser kilayim. So, Rabbi Yanai says, Rabbi Yochanan would say the same thing by the Tiltan, right? There's no iser of kilayim, even though people are not allowed to take it. So you see, the gzeira, the conditions of Rabbi Yeshua ben Nun would be across the board, because he didn't give that answer. Answers the Gemara, we'll just mention this, and then we'll talk about this more tomorrow. A great answer. Again, this is Yesod Gadol, tucked away here in Kilayim, Daf Tezayin, says the Gemara, no. Rabbi Yochanan didn't give that answer. You know why? He gave one of two answers. Right? The rabbis could have said a lot of things. Sometimes they say one thing, and there's 20 other things behind the scenes. Ki ahid amar Rav Imi, like Rav Imi says, Ashirim hayu b'tshuvos. The rabbis were rich in answers. Or, the Marafolda has Girsa, Asiris. They had 10 answers. They gave one. Don't bring me a riot from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan didn't give that chilek. No, he could have given it, but he gave a different one. O yeba kahahi da'amar emnasa. Like emnasa says, ki'inish t'pdeis b'tre tamin, somebody who has two reasons, v'meisim chamenon, he gives one of them. Don't bring him be medayi for the fact that he didn't give that answer, he gives a different one. He gave one out of two, so therefore, there's no raya to you, Rabbi Yanai, from the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe we'll talk about that at the beginning of the next year, but we will stop here.